Morning, boys.
Morning.
All find yourself a seat. Okay, let's pray. Our Father, we thank you again this morning for another day and for your mercy to us, giving us this opportunity to gather again on the first day of the week, looking to you as the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, thank you for each of these boys. Just bless them this morning. Give them a heart to obey their parents and to be faithful to you, Lord. Help them to realize that to obey their parents, that they would also be faithful to you, Lord. As we look into your word this morning, just open it up to our hearts and help us to remember that you're in control of all things, Lord. And what you have done, giving us the hope of eternal life. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. So which chapter are we at this morning?
Chapter 5.
Chapter 5 was Ezra chapter 5. Do you remember what the main thing was you read about in the chapter before last week, or what was the main thing that stood out in that chapter?
The enemies of Israel were sending letters to the kings of Persia and Babylon to tell them to make the Israelites stop building the temple and all the walls.
Is that what they did then? They stopped. Okay. And then let's read and see what happened in this chapter, chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, Josiah the son of Jehozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. Okay, who was helping them? Look, it sounds like they started building a house again. Why did they start? Why do you think they wanted to start again? What made them start, or what prompted them to start build the house again? We're reading in this next chapter that they started building the house again. Anybody?
The prophets were prophesying and telling them.
They were telling them that the prophets were, God told the prophets to tell the people they should go ahead and build. And it says here the prophets went and pitched in and helped too. The prophets helped too. In verse 3 it says, at the same time, came to them Hanani, the governor of this side of the river, and Shadar, Zoom, and their companies, and said thus unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? But the eyes of their God was upon the elders of Judah, of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease. So the matter came to Darius, and then they returned answered by letter concerning this matter. Verse 6, a copy of the letter that hanging out of governor on this side of the river. The company of Arlaites, which were on this side, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein it was written thus, unto Darius the king, O peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, in the house of our great God, which is built with great stones and timber, is laid in the walls, and this work goes fast on, and prospers in their hands. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? And we asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, we are servants of the God of heaven and earth, and built the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and set up. Okay, I have a question here about, it's talked about a great king here that beforehand, way before that, had built this temple, and then they weren't faithful, and God allowed it to be destroyed. Now they rebuilt it. Who was that king? Does anyone know who that king was that built the first temple? That Solomon. David got it prepared, and Solomon finished it up. So that was the great king that he's talking about here, I think. And then verse 12 it says, but after that, it's talking about that after that our fathers had provoked God, the God of heaven, unto wrath, and he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. God put in the heart of this king that he told him to go back again and to build it. They were, I think it was like 70 years that they were in Babylon, serving the king of Babylon. In verse 14 it says, and the vessels also of gold and silver in the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto Juan, whose name was Sesabaris, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels and go carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be built in this place. Then came the same Chisabar and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and since that time, even until now, has it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, it seemeth good to the king that there be a search made in the king's traitor's house, which is there in Babylon. Rather it be so, that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send this his pleasure to us concerning this matter. So they were trying to get a letter written again to see if they could go ahead. The governor was trying to take control of this, but God allowed him, the Spirit of God told him to go ahead and build this. So they heeded to the Spirit of God. And that's a blessing. This chapter reminded me of an instance that was going on 10 years ago and is still going on, where Brother David was faithful and someone wanted him to quit going to the streets or quit building the kingdom, and the kingdom is still being built today. So let's be faithful to the work of the Lord and continue to build the kingdom. That's what they did here. They went on, even if the governor tried to make him quit, but it says in one verse here that the eyes of God was, verse 5, but the eyes of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease. So God is in control of all things. I mean, God is bigger than the evil power of Satan. God can keep us in spite of all things. God is faithful. Do you have any questions about this chapter? There's another verse in Haggai, or a couple verses that I'd like to read where it goes with this. Haggai chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, it says, and then Zerubbabel, the son of Jehoiakim, Joseph, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord, their God, had sent them. And the people did fear before the Lord. And then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, is in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, thus saith the Lord. So this is referring to the same place, and this is given an account of that time when Haggai, the prophet, told the people to go ahead and build, in spite of the enemy. And the enemy is to go ahead anyway. They stood up for God. So that's our challenge today, to stand up for the Lord, in spite of who tries to resist us, to stand up for the Lord. Okay, what was the verses that we were looking at this morning? Loyalty and honesty. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a verse?
2 Corinthians 8:21. Providing for honest aims, not only in the sight of all, in the sight of the Lord, but in the sight of all men. Forever, but a night talk is set for a good.
What is established forever? The truth, right? Truth is established forever. Okay.
Hebrews 13:18. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and will in all things willing to live honestly.
Willing to live honestly. Okay, do you have one?
James 5:12. But let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Lest you fall into judgment. Our language should be yes and no. Or maybe you don't have to swear about something. We can just simply say yes and no, and that should be enough. Do you have one? When we walk in truth, we also need what? Patience. Okay. Roger, do you have one? Okay.
Luke 8:15.
Should
I
read it again?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Luke 8:15. But on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
2 John 2:4. For the truth safe with which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Matthew 5:37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I had in mind whenever he was reading James. Yeah. Okay.
2 Corinthians 8:21. Provided for honest sake, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men.
Yeah. That's what's pleasing to the Lord, if you do things honestly in the sight of people. Okay, well, good. Anybody have any the next time for them? We'll look out for them. Want to read more of that?
Patience,
okay. Let's put verses up on patience next week. Okay, excuse me.